Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning out there in radio world. Good to be here with you this fine morning, this rainy, cloudy morning. It's a day the Lord has made. He said, let's rejoice and be glad in it. And I am. I tell you what, I'm going to rejoice in and have some good church today and hopefully some good nap this afternoon. glad everybody that tuned in. Appreciate y'all here with my wife, Carol. This is Tommy here, my wife, Carol, and my son, my little boy, Ethan. Amen. And we're coming to you live this morning. Before we get into the word this morning, I just want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you. I thank you, God, just for just letting us live and have life. God, I just ask that you watch over all, Lord, that's listening today, God, and all of our families, Lord, the church. God, I just pray that you just help it, bless it, God, that you would add unto it such as should be saved and send more laborers into the harvest, Lord. God, I pray our flight not being a wind, neither on the Sabbath day, God. I just pray that you just help us through this ministry, and God, that you would just anoint the ears of those that would hear, God, that they would take it down their heart and put it to work, that they just wouldn't be a forgetful hearer, but they would be a doer of your word, God. And Lord, that we can make heaven our home. I just thank you, God, for just even the breath of life, Lord, that you let us have. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad that got my little buddy here. He's going to do some reading for us in St. John.
John chapter 4, verse 1 through 10. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judah and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs to go through the Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat.
Praise the Lord. I think everybody kind of knows the story. If anybody's, had anything, huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask it drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Wow, I jumped a lot.
False start.
Exactly. But I think everybody has probably heard that story, or anybody mostly that's been around or had anybody that was around, they probably have heard the story about this woman. But I thank God that Jesus had needs to go by Samaria. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the well have no need of physician, but the sick. And And we know who the great physician is. And I thank the Lord that he came. He, it behooved him to be made like his brethren, even to suffer death for us and to bring us and reach a salvation. But I think of, you know, I just the Lord brought it to my mind the other day, you know, just to how that he goes out. I don't know about mm-hmm. everybody else, but he goes out and he's seeking and searching for those that are lost.
That's right.
Amen. He's wanting to help those that are lost, not those that have a name and this and that and the other that have everything.
They
but,
have no need
but
of
But those
him.
That need help. Amen.
Yep.
You know, praise God, he's looking for the sinner. He's looking for those that are lost and undone. Those, you know, he's looking for drug addicts and drug
Amen.
Dealers. And he, you know, he's looking for thieves and robbers and murderers.
Yes, he is.
And he's looking for all
whosoever
those,
will.
Know? Yeah, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life free. You know, there was adulterous woman. He came there the need was that adulterous woman. You know, he sent his disciples away to go get meat or whatever and you know, anywhere else and just like she said, what does a Jew to have to do with a Samaritan? Even those nationalities didn't have to do with one another. Amen.
Right.
But thank God a Jew had something to do with this old Gentile. Amen.
Amen.
And that we could be adopted in and be the children of God. I think he's saying, you know, as he's saying, come, you know, come unto me. You know, he said, come unto me, ye that are weak
weary.
And weary and heavy laden, and you'll find rest on your soul. You
yes.
know, we've got people out there that's hung on drugs. We've got people out there that's alcohol, gambling, you know, just all kind of sin, amen, that's got a hold of them that they mm-hmm. can't get away from, you know. Some people just look at other people, you know, so far as like, oh, yeah, those people on drugs. There's so many people today on prescription drugs
that you
and
never
hung
know.
On them. And really, mm-hmm. that some of them don't even know themselves that they're hung on drugs, you know.
Right.
And people seeking for peace in the wrong way. But I can tell you that Jesus is our answer.
Yes, he is.
And praise God, if you need victory over cigarettes, you ain't got to get Nicorette.
That's
you
right.
You ain't got to get the patch. You get Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And you can have power over sin. The Bible said you'd even have power over Satan. He said not to rejoice that you have power
mm-hmm.
over Satan, but your name
mm-hmm.
is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So that's a wonderful thing. And then we can sit in heavenly places. He said we'd have a joy and it would be full. Amen.
That's
and
right.
We'd have a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. And, you know, we don't have to. It doesn't matter where our lifestyle we came from, what our family was or anything. You know, he'll accept us if we'll just get a hold of him. Amen. We'll get a hold of this word. And I can tell you this roadmap, these instructions, these plans are the ones that will lead you to life eternal. They'll lead you to victory that will give you victory, amen, over anything. It doesn't matter what your childhood was like. I can tell you that he's the answer for it all.
Well, we forget that the ground is level at the foot of the cross. There is no greater, you know, greater person, somebody that's lost more than another person. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The alcoholic, the drug addict, the people that we see on the so-called skid row type of lifestyle, they're no more lost than the person that's sitting in the church that has never dedicated their life to God.
Amen.
They're the same lost. It's the
yeah.
same hell.
Yeah.
You know, and we just need to examine ourselves and understand that the Lord, he came to us all.
Amen.
He ate with the publicans. You know, he visited this woman at the well who was in adultery. You know, he visited the other lady that was caught in the act of adultery.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember the sick, the lame. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
it didn't matter whether they were high
class
or whether they were outcasts, whether they were lepers or whether they sat in the gate. It didn't matter. He went to them all.
I
and
think,
he still does.
I think Matthew, I think he was a tax collector.
And Luke is a physician.
Yeah, but he came to him. He came
That's right.
to the lost.
That's right.
Amen. And you know, he even came to them fishermen out there. Amen. And he said, I'll make you fishers of men.
That's right. And he will accept anybody whose heart is turned toward him.
Right.
And we have this idea of we accept the Lord, but the Bible says that he has to accept us.
Amen.
And I understand that we have to allow the Lord into our life because he's a gentleman, you know.
Yes.
And he's not going to beat your door down to your heart and come in and, you know, I'm taking over this house. No. But really, we have to come with a heart that's acceptable unto him. And then and he will come in and he will make the change.
Well, I can tell you this. I believe that he's searching out for these now because, you know, when he came to those that were, you know, all wise and had all this
right.
and that and the other, they would not retain him. They would not.
They would listen.
They would not listen and all. But you know, when somebody that's in a bad fix that he pulls up out of the miry clay.
Yes,
you
like
know,
me.
They're
Amen.
So thankful. They're so thankful. I know. That's exactly what I felt when he pulled me up out of the miry clay and he has put my foot upon a rock and established my goings and put a new
That's
song
right.
in my mouth. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you what, when I got saved, I was a wretched man and I didn't know one gospel song all the way through. I was going to church, but I didn't know them all the way through. And I lived out here in the country and,
really?
And I mean, it takes a while from town to get
right,
out there where
right.
I lived. And I was driving out there 20 miles out. I was singing after I got saved. I was singing, you know, a verse, I fly away with amazing grace. And you know, he set me free and power in the blood. You know, I had a verse of this and a verse of that. I was happy.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And anybody else that'll get this thing will be happy when they found out they are been delivered from sin.
Right.
And they're not held bound to that anymore that
right.
they'll be delivered. But what I'm saying is when he's searching and looking for these people is, you know what, those are ones that make the best labors for him.
Absolutely.
You know, those that people don't account for anything, those that are least are going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know, I hate to, I don't really like going back in my past or whatever, but I mean, I was a drunk and a drug addict and a whoremonger and adulteress and all those things. I you know, I didn't miss too many of them, you know. I definitely missed the homosexual thing part, but you know what I'm saying is I pretty much got all the sin. Amen. And you know, I felt like old Paul, you know, chief of sinners, you know, whom right. I was chief of sinners, but he came unto me. I'm talking about one that took his name in vain, the one that did a lot of terrible, nasty, violent things and all that. You know, he came unto me and he gave me a chance. And you know, there where I had, you know, you have the problems with, you know, some people have problems with anxiety, and I had problems with my temper and emotions and violence and all those things. I had that, but you know what? Jesus calmed that off. You ain't got to get Prozac. Get Jesus. Amen.
Right.
You ain't got to have. And like I said, you know, we had talked about it the other week. I know there's some people that's got a physical problem, but there's a lot of people going around saying they got
they
a physical problem that ain't got one.
Yeah.
Amen. And just need Jesus. But he's looking for the lost. He's looking for the lost. He wants those that are poor and rich in spirit. He wants those that are come humbly unto him. And let me tell you something, he'll exalt you. Amen. He'll help you. He'll pull you out of the mud. He'll forgive
yes, he
you.
Will.
He'll put a peace in you. And he'll put a love for, and he'll open up your eyes like you have never seen before.
Right.
Amen. He'll open up. You know what? I just thought that I loved before, but until I knowed him, I didn't know what love was.
Well, that's
didn't
because
even know
God
love
is love. That's because God is love, and God is the source of all real love. And we don't know it. And this is, you can't really love somebody like God intended unless you love him first.
That's right.
Because he's the source of that love. And we think we love people, but when we get the Lord the way we should have him, then we know we love people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
you can't really love until your heart is in love with the Lord.
The rest of them is kind of like a Pharisee love. They love them ones that love them. And they love themselves pretty good, but you know what I'm saying?
You think you understand love, but you really don't.
But when you start to get to understand how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we could be called the sons of God.
That's right.
When he gave his only son, and when his son gave himself that sacrifice, you know, unto death for us, to taste of death for us, to bring the lost to where the lost could be saved, to build that bridge, to get a, you know, praise God. I couldn't read, y'all. I could not read. And you know, the Lord, he blessed me to read. Now, I didn't get hooked on phonics. No, I didn't hook up on phonics at all. Amen. But I tell you what, I got hooked up on Jesus and I started reading and I read words that I never read before in all my life. Now, I ain't going to say I don't get some, deal with the names and stuff.
Well, that's
but you know, praise the Lord, I can read and I thank God. So what I'm saying out there, it doesn't matter if you're, I can tell you that there's people that's in a divorce state or in the middle of a divorce and they just don't know where to go, what to do. You know, one spouse may be off doing whatever and all that. And you think that, you know, I've got nowhere to go or, you know, I'm not loved. I don't care. No, nobody cares about me, this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. Jesus cares about you. He cares what happens to you. And you know what? We don't need to let the devil come in and flood our mind with any foolish things. When there is an answer, and his name is Jesus Christ.
There is.
Amen. And if you think, well, I can't get off the drugs. Yes, you can through Jesus Christ. I got off the drugs. Amen.
Right.
Through him.
Well, the thing is, it's like we've talked before. You know, you weren't somebody that people would want as a neighbor before you found the Lord. You know, you were not somebody that you wanted to live next to.
I wouldn't want me as a neighbor.
You know what I'm saying? And there are people out there probably listening that are just like that. You know, they're in that state of lostness, you know, sinfulness or whatever, where that may be the only life they know. And whereas I wasn't really like that. I was a good sinner. I know that sounds insane, but you know, I mean, I was a good neighbor. I was, you know, a good friend. I was a good daughter. You know, I did things that were wrong and I was sinful. I'm not saying that I wasn't, but let me tell you something. I needed the peace of God in my life. And because people didn't know that I laid awake at night and cried myself to sleep because I was so miserable. You know, everybody thought I was fine, but I wasn't fine. And I needed the same God. I needed the same forgiveness. I needed the same peace that you needed. I just wasn't drinking and doing drugs. You know, I wasn't cussing and raising Cain. It was all internal, but I was just as miserable and just as lonely and just as lost and just as wretched, you know, but he's the same God. He comes with what we need. He's got that healing balm that the Good Samaritan, he can pour in our wounds and bind us up and heal our brokenness, no matter what form it takes in our life or what caused the injury or what caused the situation. He's the healer of our hearts. He's the healer of our bodies. He's the healer of our souls and our minds. He's got what we need. He's got it all.
Yes, amen. And I think about the woman that he came to at the well, and he said, give me the drink. Now, he knew all about that. And, that was Jacob's well, and it was deep, but it had a bottom. But there's no bottom to Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, praise the Lord. He's one that won't give out and don't give up.
And you know what? He came to her.
Yes,
he knew what time she was coming. She didn't go to the well when the other women came because she was an outcast. And he knew what time she'd be there, and he came to her. Not only to minister to her, but he knew her personality.
Yes.
And he knew that she was going to go back in the town and spread the word.
Yes.
And she did.
And you know, for him to tell her, you know, he said, look, he said, where's your husband?
Where's your husband?
And she said, I have no husband. He said, you've had five. Mm-hmm. But the one you're with now ain't your husband and all that. And so he, you know, when
but he
she,
didn't condemn her.
No, he didn't. But you know what? She said, you know, she faced the truth too.
That's right.
And she said, oh, Lord, give me some of this water. You know, we heard. And she got some water. Yeah. I tell you what, she run back into
and
town.
And she shared her water.
Yes, praise God. She says, let me tell you of a man that told me of all things, mm-hmm. amen, whatsoever I done. And you know what? You can't tell him anything that's going to surprise him because
he already
knows it all. And but, you know, I think we talked back, it's been some weeks back, we talked about, or maybe a month back or something, how people do retail therapy and all that. And and people would take a credit card and charge it up, and get things that they don't need. And a lot of things, look, that they don't use.
Right.
I mean, that they won't even use or pull out of the box one time or whatever because
right.
they're miserable. They're in a state of misery, and they want something to make them happy for a temporary time or that's all it works for is just maybe a little bit. And then, but we're talking about a life. We're talking about a lifestyle, a whole change in your life. Amen. Something new on the inside. Amen. Something that you can go to sleep with and you can go to sleep good. You don't have to lay awake. Amen. I
right.
know when I was lost and undone before I got as bad as I did. I was a man, even as a young man, when I would go to a restaurant, I'd sit by the back door or sit where, and I was always facing the front door. I wouldn't put my back to the door. I wouldn't do all that. But, you know, praise God, after I got saved, I'm like, wow, I can put my back to the door, you know. I can lay down and go to
You're
sleep and
anymore.
My, you
right.
know, my conscience not work me over.
That's right.
Amen. I don't have to jump up at every car that I hear come by. You know, where I used to live, I mean, I didn't have no paved road. Amen. And I would check the tracks going up to my house. You know,
yeah.
I'd check the tire tracks to see if somebody had been in there and if they had come out.
Yeah.
You know what? You live right, you ain't got to check tracks.
That's right.
You ain't got to live with your back to the wall. You ain't
That's
got
right.
to do that. Amen. You can be like Paul, say, I I've wronged no man. You know, I've defrauded no man. And you can lay down in peace, and you can have peace with God. And if you're going out of this world, you can not be worried. Amen. Because you can rejoice because you know that you're going to be received.
Yep.
You know, he said he'd come back and receive us unto to himself, that where he is, that we may be also.
Yep, that's
Amen.
Right.
And you know, people are missing out. If you're not
yeah.
saved, and if you're just going around the edges, if you're just going through the motions, if you're just going to church, if you're just paying your tithes, you ain't got nothing yet. Amen.
No,
I mean, it's a blessing
you
no that you're going
idea what
to church.
You're missing.
It's a blessing that you're paying tithes to the church. But let me tell you something. Until you give yourself over, until you do you give yourself that sacrifice, until you give yourself unto him, you're not going to know. You've got to sell it all out to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Amen. You've got to be like the man that found, you know, the treasure in the field.
He
had to sell everything he got that he could purchase a field. Everything he ever known, everything he had, he had to become just sell everything to be able to buy that field. Why mm-hmm. did he want to buy that field? Because he done found
and there was a treasure in that field.
He done found a treasure
yeah.
in it, and he was looking for more. And let me tell you something, we can look for more. If we're in Jesus Christ, we can look for more because there's no end to that. And the benefits are out of this world. I
yes.
want you to know the retirement plan, there's none like it.
There's nothing like being able to lay down in your bed at night and not lay awake and worry about what's going to happen or what somebody thinks or what if I die or what about this person that hurt me, you know, and relive those things in your mind over and over. There is nothing like it. When I got a touch of the peace of God and I went home and I was able to sleep, I was worse than a crack addict. I'll tell you right now, I was so addicted to that peace, that I got a hold of, I wouldn't have cared. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't have cared what I had to do. I was just like an addict. I would have sold everything I had to keep that up, because that's how much I needed it and how much that taste of the peace of God meant to me.
Well, you know, the Bible says that there is addiction unto the gospel. Amen.
Yeah.
And that's a good addiction, yes, that you hadn't got to get broke from. Amen.
No, and it never gets old. And it, no, you know, it's just an amazing thing. It's there's nothing like it, especially in the world we live in.
As rivers of living water and the everlasting life.
The joy and the peace and the love that you can have in a life that's centered around God, there's nothing else like that. There's nothing else like it.
Well, God is my witness right now. You can ask my wife. I mean, I love people.
And yes, you do.
You know, I just love people all together and all that. But when people say that Christians don't have fun, and when you see those folks around that look like they got a horse face, you know, one of them big old long faces all the time, and something's wrong and all that, I can tell you that they might go to church, but they ain't fixed. I understand sometimes there's crying and things,
yeah,
in it,
is,
you know, but
is.
You know, if they're sad about going to, you know, living for Christ and all that, and if they're not having fun, you know, they ain't serving the same God I am.
No, because we have a lot of fun.
You can, yes. But you can ask my wife right here, you know, she, as she said, I believe is her words, since she's married me, she hadn't had a dull moment.
I've never been bored.
And you know, some people think is like it's a fairy tale, but this is not a fairy tale.
No,
some people think this is only for old people. No, that means you have missed out the rest of your life.
That's right.
If you wait till you get old, if you get that chance.
That's right, if you,
amen,
make it that far.
You know, the callings and elections of God are sure. And,
right.
And but we need, you know, I wish I could have started sooner. I do wish I could have started
Me
sooner,
too.
But maybe I wouldn't appreciate him as, mm-hmm, more, because the one that's forgiven the most is the ones that said that love him the most. And I know how much he forgave me of,
yes,
and what he brought me from.
Yes.
And I had got to the place of being destitute. I thank God that he let stuff come my way that brought me down and down and down. And I had got to a place, I don't know what you would call my shape or whatever, but, and y'all don't be smart and say round. I'm not round. But nevertheless, my shape and way I was feeling emotionally and all, I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I had, you know, thoughts that people were out in the woods watching me and all this kind of stuff. And it was just crazy, the things that I was thinking and what I was going through. But I know this. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one that can take care of it all.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
He is the answer.
Yes. And he brought me out. He brought me out of a dark, dark place.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't like going through my background or, you know, what I did before. But I can just tell you that it was a terrible, terrible thing. And it doesn't matter how deep down you are, he's able to pull you out.
Oh, yes.
You know what? Praise God, he pulled me out. And I'm telling you what, he did set my feet upon a solid rock. Amen. And I'm blessed. And I thank the Lord for everything and all that he has done for me.
Yes.
And all that he is going to do,
yes,
for me. And just him. He's always there when everybody else will leave you. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, we've run out of time for this week. I love you, but I want you to know he's looking for us all and he wants us all. May God bless you this Sunday.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.